This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Tuesday, November 7th. Well, grains get a push from the wheat market Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat did bounce off its lows, its recent lows, and some bargain hunters came up to really bid that market up and gave it a little bit of a head of steam. It was up almost 5 or 6 cents, which is pretty nice compared to where it has been for the last number of months. But overall, the fundamental sentiment is still on the bearish side for wheat, with the world wheat supplies pretty plentiful right now. We're going to have to eat through some of those supplies, certainly in the U.S., to give the market a little bit of a lift. But to date, it still looks pretty good. I'm expecting relatively quiet day until those report numbers come out. And after that, it'll give us some direction as to which way this market's going to go. And certainly as we look to the final numbers that come in for the yield. So we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 at 4:30. December corn was down a quarter point at 3:48. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 5 and 3 quarters, ranging from 5:25 and 3 quarters to 5:35. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 3.25, ranging from 5.70 to 6 even. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 6.25, ranging from 7.51 to 7.61. Live cattle for December were down $1.97.5 at 125.15. November feeder cattle were down 72.5 at 160.10. And November Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 16.56. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.